KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
local educators are telling us how they prepared kids for today's great Utah shakeout and for the day we do see another big earthquake. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, it's official. Utah's getting an NHL team. We're going to go in depth in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have slowdowns southbound I-15 in Weber County. They have not taken up the orange barrels yet, blocking that right lane of traffic going through Roy, and that's backing traffic into Ogden. And then for those on I-15 in Utah County, you're seeing a good drive. Traffic starting to build northbound in Linden and Pleasant Grove. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds move in Friday, but so does the warmth. I'm Devin Mishuli.
55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury of 12 now seated and sworn in for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. One of six alternates also selected. All will need to be seated ahead of opening arguments. ABC's John Santucci has more.
They're still going through the process, so it doesn't seem like they have all the alternates set yet, so that could continue into tomorrow. But then we have to see when we get to opening statements. It does seem like Judge Mershon indicated to be ready to go Monday morning, and all systems seem to point that way.
On Capitol Hill, four bills broken up from the stalled Senate-passed foreign aid package could go up for a House vote in the coming days. It includes critical aid for Israel and Ukraine. The White House today imposing more sanctions on Iran after the direct attack on Israel over the weekend. And severe storms threatening the Midwest for another day. It includes the threat of tornadoes sweeping across the plains. This is ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. It is official. Utah's getting an NHL team. The Phoenix Coyotes will become the Utah something or others. Ryan Smith is already selling season tickets. Joining me live, KSL Sports Hockey Insider Jay Stevens. Jay, you got to be going out of your mind this afternoon.
I am celebrating like a lot of Utahns right now.
So introduce us to this team that we're getting. For instance, are there any names that we need to know? Are they good?
They were decent. They have a lot of young, up-and-coming talent. We have 13 of the 22 players under contract for next season, including both goaltenders, phenomenal American-born center named Clayton Keller. Just some great players. The goaltender, you know, I'm a goalie, so I always notice the goalies. We have two phenomenal goalies that about split the games this year. We had one that was supposed to be our starter for sure, and the other guy just kept playing. We got Connor Ingram and Carl Vilmelka, and they're both great. Those are names you're going to want to know for next year.
So are we starting from scratch? Do we need a coach, a general manager, and all that?
No, we've got a great general manager, Bill Armstrong. He's coming with the team. What actually happened is they gave us an expansion team and had Arizona go dormant. We took all their players, all their draft picks, all their prospects, and all hockey operations, and they're coming here. That's what the NHL announced today. That's how it's structured. So we get everything. The coaching staff is great. They've been dealing with, you know, ownership that wasn't willing to pay to win, and now they're going to be in an actual arena. And they're going to have an owner that's excited about it and will pay to win, and we'll get great players. So a lot of free agents out there.
Jay, let me ask you, are they actually going to have moving vans pack up the hockey equipment and bring it up to Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that's how it's going to work. We've got a lot of stuff already here, but yeah, a lot of stuff's got to come with it, and that's part of the package. We got everything but the Arizona naming rights.
So okay, so let me ask you.
All that gear, skate sharpeners, all of it.
One more question, and then you can go back to celebrating. The Vegas Golden Knights went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their very first season in existence. It's a high bar, but is it possible here?
It is possible. We already have the foundation for it. This isn't like the NBA where you have to buy your way in. We just have to get some really good free agents. You know, it's a hard salary cap in the NHL, and it's there, and it's ours for the taking right now. We got the building blocks. We've got the cap space to go out and get some really good free agents, and we got an owner that's going to do it. We got a great GM. We've got a coach that runs pretty good systems. So yeah, I think, you know, that's crazy to think a team could go their first year, but you know, This could happen. This could really happen. The
right,
Stanley Cup playoffs could be in Utah.
Let's not get out ahead of our skis, though. For people who don't know anything about hockey, when does the season begin in Salt Lake City?
Going to start. So preseason will be in September. We still have that preseason game here with the LA Kings and the San Jose Sharks. It's kind of weird. And now in October, you're going to have our regular season games at the Delta Center.
Face-offs are coming. Thanks so much. KSL Sports Hockey Insider Jay Stevens joining us live. It's 3:50.